Certainly, and I greatly appreciate the comment and the question. In this area, it is a journey. We do have what we call our statements of membership obligations, which everyone has to use their best efforts to meet in order to be a member of IPAC. There has been adoption of the auditing standards in over 110 countries. Sometimes there are laws and other national obstacles that prevent them from being fully in compliance. IPAC has recently initiated what we call dashboard reports, which are now publicly available with regard to every member body. The first 60 of those dashboard reports were put on our website in June. And it is our goal to have all of the dashboard reports published so you can see what the status is of each and every member body going forward. We believe that this is greatly in the interest of transparency. And we also believe, quite frankly, to Jarrett's point about incentive, that this will also provide more incentive once they are publicly available on the website for nations to find ways to become more in compliance with our statement of membership obligations and remove some of the obstacles and the barriers. The code of ethics, which is also very important, international standard and sort of the thread and the underpinning of the accountancy profession, what binds us together, has also been adopted in over 100 countries. And so there has been great progress made. There certainly is a lot more progress that needs to be made, and we hope that these dashboard reports will make available, publicly available to everyone, what the status is on an individual country basis.